Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Oh, my soul. You said what? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You said I'm far.
You want me to keep it this close?
Put it right here.
Hold on, we're going to get the sound together.
I mean, well, you just go ahead on.
No, I'll move it over here. That way, you sound good. Move this stuff out of the way. It is not.
Oh, my.
It ain't. There we go.
Let me check now. You hung up? Well, while Sneesha is dialing back in, welcome everybody to Prophetic Grace Network, PGN. I'm one half of your host tonight, Terrence.
And I am your other half of your host, Tanisha. And today is October 27th, 2021. It's 7:13 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in. We're excited to be here, excited to see what the Lord has to say, and to just encourage you and to bless you, because we know that we are in a season of harvest, and we know that God is really preparing the body of Christ to have to really rely on faith, where you have to use it like money, like currency, to obtain the things that you know that is in line with God's will, the things that you desire, that the desire that he's put in your heart. In order to obtain them, you're going to have to use the currency of faith. And so we're excited to be a part of that movement.
Yeah. You know, and most importantly, you know, utilizing your faith, you know, to really please God. Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate focus. The ultimate goal is to please God. You know, not to just obtain these things, these earthly things, because they are good, you know, given by God. We utilize them while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants us to have the type of faith to where it can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And so us as believers, yeah, it's good for us to have a bank account full of money, a pocket full of money, sock drawer full of money, you know, whatever, however you want to have your full of money. You know, that's all well and good, as long as you're using the tool the way God wants you to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all good to have the houses and the cars, you know, and the careers that you want. You know, these particular things, God knows this. But he doesn't want you to so focus on it. He wants you to focus on the fact of pleasing him.
Amen.
So that he can get glory. These things are so God can get glory. So you can boast in the Lord.
Yes.
Boast in the Lord.
Mm.
You know, it's not for us to get to the point to where we over-steward things. Because sometimes too much of anything ain't good for you.
That's true.
Because we definitely need balance. But you're doing a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about just being blinded and just getting so narrow-minded and so focused on one particular thing, you miss every other thing that God wants to produce in and through your life. And so with that faith tonight, you know, thank God for having faith to believe in his word, but most importantly, that he gets glory out of our lives. You know, the houses, the cars, the money, the careers, the drawing power, the fame, or what have you. When God opens it up, we have to use it properly and realize this is still ultimately so God can get glory out of our lives, so that we can draw people unto him. Draw men unto him. So let's not get so focused on obtaining the things. Yeah, it's good, but you can get that today and it could be gone tomorrow. So are you still going to love God the same?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you still going to be believing God the same? It's easy to believe God and have faith when everything is going according to plan.
Yeah.
Let a storm come. see how far your faith gonna get you on that water. Will you even get out the boat? Will you even get out the boat? So I thank God for revelation. I thank God for his glory. I thank God for his presence and his concern for us.
Mm-hmm.
His concern for us in every area of our lives. We all got shortcomings, so don't be thinking that because you being blessed that you so good, that you so great, that you ain't got no dirt nowhere. That you can't be called out, that you begin to look at other people as the least of these. That you forget. You know, and it's easy. It's so easy for us to get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is always looking to trip us. It ain't gotta be going bad. Oh, everything going right, I might as well give up. You know, that's common. But what about when everything is going good? And Satan comes in and begins to get you focused on this good thing that comes along, but that's still outside of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You need to devote your time to this nonprofit organization. You need to quit your job. You know, you need to just go for it. You need to believe God. You need to trust God for this thing to move. That sounds great, but is that what God is saying? So we have to always stay in tune to the Spirit of God and keep our ear inclined to heaven so that we can constantly hear what he is saying, because he is speaking always, even when it doesn't sound like he is. He's still speaking. You might need to listen a little different. You might need to listen a little harder. I mean, one of my favorite parts of the movie Lion King is when Simba was down at the river, and he was looking at his into the river, and Rafiki was like, you know, you got to basically see the king in you. You got to see who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all I see is myself, basically, you know. And Rafiki told him, he said, look harder, boy. So sometimes we're just looking at things on the surface level. But we got to look harder. We got to go within. And then when he went within and he looked harder, he saw his father in him. Oh, Jesus. He saw his father in him. So he saw the king that he is in him,
mm-hmm,
through his father. So he had what his daddy had. And that's with us. We need to begin to look in the mirror and begin to look harder and see the God in us and see what God is trying to show us on a daily basis. See what God is telling us. We got to look harder. We have to take different approaches. In other words, we got to go against this thing that's called the norm. Because nothing, the only thing that God does that's normal, the only thing that God does that's considered a normal is his word does not fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the norm. God's word does not fail. What he says goes. That is the norm in the kingdom of God. But in this world, we have our perspectives of what we think normal is, or what we've adopted our normals to be. But when you have come into the kingdom of God, you have to adopt a new normal. In other words, doing what God says, when God says it, and do it how he says do it.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our normal as kingdom citizens. What is God saying? What does the Lord have to say about this? What does the Lord want me to do about this? You know, these we have to take everything to God in prayer, literally. Everything. Because the enemy will come in very subtle ways, guys. Very subtle. Me and my wife got a real good thing going on right now, which we're going to continue to have going on. Because why? I already know what the enemy is up to. He doesn't want this to last. He doesn't want us to continue down the path that God has us on. So guess what I do? I constantly pray. I constantly stay in connection with the Lord, needing direction, needing guidance. If I'm feeling a certain way about a certain thing, I take it to him first. I talk to Lord before I talk to my wife. Mm-hmm. About everything. And she better be doing the same thing. Yeah. If you ain't hollering at the Lord about it, don't come talk to me. You need to go to him first. And vice versa, that goes for me. I need to discuss it with God first. It's easy for us to be in conversation and we just have conversations, you know, going on and we have our perspectives, this, that, and other. But a lot of times we have our perspectives and we have different discussions at that moment. And we'll probably end up revisiting it later after God has given us more revelation on it. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But go to God first.
Especially when you have conflict. Because sometimes you're just having a conversation. And you're not, it's not even starting out as a conflict, but you know, conversations are fluid. They start to move. You start talking about all different types of other stuff. And then you find a subject matter that you might have conflict about, where you're not on the same page. Take it to God. Don't sit up there and argue with nobody.
Yeah.
That's one thing Terrence and I, one of many that we have in common, is we don't like to argue. We do not. And so, if you are having conflict and you start to see that it's turning into a fight and nobody's changing their stance, so it's basically at a standstill, you can just say, you know what, let's just revisit this later.
Of course.
And take it to the Lord.
Like,
take it to the Lord. Because once you get the revelation, once you understand it, you haven't changed your stance, they haven't changed their stance. Now you're just trying to overtalk or trying to prove you just want to be right or whatever the case may be. And you very well may be the one that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you very well may believe that you're the one that's right, dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But take it to the Lord and revisit.
Take it to the Lord.
And then when you have actual truth, because sometimes it's all about perspective. And like we talked about Sunday, if you tuned in, sometimes it's about not having the understanding. That you got some knowledge, right? You got some facts, and the devil will trip you up with that. And the analogy that I used Sunday was one that Terrence had told me, that if, let's say he pushed somebody and broke their jaw. And that's a fact. He did push somebody and he broke their jaw. That's a fact. And everybody starts talking about what a terrible person he is, and oh my gosh, now the family's going to sue him because guy's jaw's wired shut. He can't even speak and say what happened and now all this stuff. And maybe his fingers are broken too, so he can't even write it out and all this. And everybody's going along with that fact because they got some knowledge. But let's say the understanding is that Terrence pushed the man to get him out of the way of a moving train, and had he not done it, the man would have lost his life. And so the benefit outweighed the risk.
Mm-hmm. The track splatter.
Exactly. You'd be railroad food.
Man.
And so sometimes you'll be arguing with somebody based on facts, and now you've taken a fact and you have perception, right? You have vision for the fact, but you don't have the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where God comes in. Because above all things, seek understanding. Seek it. And so sometimes you're having a misunderstanding with a person or they're having a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But both of y'all are working with knowledge or facts. But sometimes facts can start the painting and then you fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we tend to do. That's what the human brain even tends to do. You ever see those pictures that like have like missing letters, but your brain can still read the words because your brain will fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to do that even when we get facts, we start to fill in the blank why the person did it. Well, the reason why he did it is because he got an angry person. And oh, he was just being mean. And just, you start filling in the blank with no basis. Just because based on your upbringing or what you believe or societal norms or what's going on in the world or what movie you watched last Tuesday that rattled your cage, whatever. And so you have to go to the Lord to get understanding,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes the facts are not enough People always say, I just need the facts. It ain't enough. See, and that's why as believers, we have to be in close communication with the Lord. Like Terrence said, you got to take it off of the Lord, and that's why you need to study your word, because your word is going to teach you how to operate. Don't be like the world. And sometimes it sounds good. You know, don't be like them.
Because mm-hmm. the world will bring you alternate facts.
Woo! And we know what alternate facts is.
It's an alternative fact.
It's a lie.
It's a whole lie. And you feel like, with those facts, you know, you can't, you just, you know, I'm 40 plus 2 years old, and I am at a point to where I don't believe everything somebody tells me. I don't care who you are or what it is, you know. I'm going to run it through the Lord. I'm going to run it through the Lord. So a lot of us trust CNN. We trust Fox. We trust BET. we trust TV1. We trust Tell Our Business all day because we saw it on TV. You ask somebody a question about something, and you'd be like, okay, where did you get the information? Well, I was listening to the show today on CNN, and this is what they said, and this is what I believe. And they took a stand on believing it.
Mm-hmm.
But CNN could misinterpret some information. They can omit some information. They can bring about some alternative facts to just tell a story,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if we take that approach that we take with fact finders, if we take that approach with the Word of God and stand on it like we stand on what the newspaper said, which is a word, but it's not the Word of God.
Come on.
You get what I'm saying? If we stood on the Word of God like we'd take the word of the Don Lemon,
or the CDC,
or the governor, the president, if we just would take the word of God on like we took on the word of our earthly government, whatever. whatever you get from earth, if we just took on that mentality with the Word of God, we would do and be doing what the Word of God said. We would really be dominating here in the earth.
We'd be unstoppable.
Because this is what God called us to do, to be in this world, to subdue this world, to dominate this world, to be fruitful, to multiply. To preach the gospel. To preach the kingdom of God to the four corners of the world until he returns. If we would take the word of God like we take everybody else's word. See, I know my cousin will never lie to me. My mama will never lie to me. My brother, my sister will never lie to me. But you be lying to yourself. So how do you figure that somebody else doesn't have the capacity to do the same thing that you do for yourself? The Bible says to put all thy trust in no man, for he will deceive you. There's times in life where people will deceive you unknowingly. Unknowingly, based off of where they are at a particular point in their life, that's not their heart, but that was their actions at that time. That was the influence that they were under at that particular time, and then it could be deceptive in your life. But if you are not in connection with God, you won't see that being revealed to you. Versus somebody's heart, somebody's ways, somebody's full intentions was to deceive you versus somebody deceive you unintentionally. It's still deception, but it's two different kinds. And being in tune with God, God will reveal that type of thing to us. That's why we got to have a relationship with him, folks.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is important. important. As Denise would say, important. You got to say it.
I got it from something
else. Yeah, it's important.
I know how to say important, but I just say it as a joke.
Yeah, they know it. They hear you speak so eloquently every week. They know you know how to say important. But this is where we are in the body of Christ. This is where we are right now at this moment. You know, we got decisions to make. We have decisions to make. We got word to believe. Come on. So let's get excited. Let's get overjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Do we love God? You just ask yourself these questions. God, I love you. Yeah. And I've answered the call that's going to support your purpose here in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check the boxes. But he said, if that be the case, whatever goes on in your life, I'm going to make it work for your good. So put your faith out there for this. This is what you said, Lord. There is no failure in God.
No.
If I might add. There is no failure in him. No failure? For real? I hear the most, quote unquote, successful individuals in this world talk about, well, I've had plenty of failures, you know, and I failed to get to this particular point, you know, in life, and I use those failures as lessons, you know, that I have to learn, you know, to get here. And people buy their books, and people go to their seminars, and people incorporate their ways of thinking in their everyday life. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, I'm following a failure. You get what I'm saying? But you as a believer, there is no failure in God. So how much should we trust man over God? Should we trust man over God? When there is no failure in him. So guess what? I'm going to choose to follow God where failure is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I listen to him, he told me that my steps are already ordered. And so my order has been placed. It got the tracking number and everything tied to it. And it's been, and guess what? Now, if you like my wife, she tracks her packages.
Oh, yeah.
When something has been ordered, she knows where it is. Because she knows that it's been ordered and she's expecting it. She's tracking it because she's expecting it to come to her. When God says that he has ordered our steps, put your faith on the line and expect your ordered steps to be delivered. Guess what God has ordered. Take this step. All right, Julie. Look at here. I know you're right here. But here it is. It's your next step. It was already ordered. And you take that step and all this stuff is here that's leading up to your next step. But while you're taking these steps, take every foot is planted one at a time. Boom. So your body is always relying on one leg at a particular time in order to move. You're not walking with both feet. That's skipping or whatever, hopping or something, jumping. But when you're walking, you're taking your steps one at a time. And so as one foot goes forward, the other one is moving ahead of the one planted before it. But the one before it stays planted until the other foot gets planted firmly so that foot can be removed to take the next step. So some of us are not planting in our steps. And that's why we end up falling. Because we're not being solid in our steps. So we got to be solid in our steps. Be deliberate in the steps that you take. Enjoy the moment in each step. Because a lot of things can happen on each step, with each step. And I thank God for it. I really thank God for it. But we're grateful to be here tonight. We're very excited. We are amazed at what God is doing. Amazed at what God has done that we are walking into. We are really, really amazed. We're just overwhelmed. And I know God had spoke to me about that, about being, he was going to overwhelm me. And, you know, when you first think about being overwhelmed, you start thinking about a lot of things, you know, that are tangible. But God has really been taking me to a place to where when I ask, you know, for him to really give me his heart and to really see his heart, that has taken the overwhelming part of that to another level. Because when you see how God really loves, what he really means by unconditional love, that's enough to overwhelm you. Because we can find so many reasons not to love somebody. Mm-hmm. We can find so many reasons, you know, to just throw love away and just open the door for Satan to come in with all of this confusion and all of this perversion and all of this selfishness and get you out of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And get you, totally out of the will of God, and you end up living a limitless life here in the earth. But you accepted Jesus. You believed Jesus is the Son of God. But you didn't fully give him an opportunity to move. Because you quit on him. You quit. You allowed your feelings to get so involved. You allowed your hurt and your anger to control you. But God's unconditional love, man, he'll look beyond all of those.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still see to what you need. And my prayer is that we get it on this side. My prayer is that we get it now so we can inspire others and we can share and impart into others to begin to open up and allow God to move. Think about how many people right now whose door Jesus is knocking on. And they won't let them in. They keep turning the music up. They hear the knock. They trying to constantly ignore the knock. They doing everything but go open up their door.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And us as believers are sitting there witnessing it. We're watching right now some people, we are watching some people's lives just fall apart strictly by the decisions that they're making. When we're talking about those that's not following Christ, we're not talking about those that believe, you know, and that's following Christ, because you could be following Christ and it can look like things falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
But they could be falling right in place. But I'm talking about people that you know that are not trying to do anything God tells them to do. They ain't trying to hear from God. They tell you, ain't no God. They tell you that God is air.
Mm-hmm.
I serve the God of air. I serve the God of light. I serve the God of sound. Okay, that's great. I serve the God that created all of it. That's the God that I'm choosing. You know? That's my choice. If they ask me, that's my final answer. And the survey says, ding, ding, ding. I know I'm on a winning team. How do you know that? Well, if you were here, you would know it too. That's something you got to find out for yourself. I ain't nothing but an opinion, this, that, no. Well, that's your opinion to think what I'm saying is an opinion. So, hey, we got a right to do that. But even in your rights, you can be wrong. You can be exercising your right and be all the way 100% wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on somebody. But thank y'all for joining tonight. Baby, you got anything else you want to add?
That's good. I'm soaking it all in. That was a really good word.
Yeah, man. It's a lot more. I'm just going to cut it off. I'm just going to cut it off and we just go. Because I just have to go the way God wants me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever he wants us to do, we just got to do it. Open it up for him to move on folks' behalf. Let's pray before we get started answering the call.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for another day and opportunity, and thank you for using Terrence and I to speak to your people. We are so grateful, and we thank you that we decrease as you increase. And Father God, help us to receive the word.
Yes.
We want to put our total and complete faith in you. We'll trust experts. We'll trust these, quote, credible sources, but you are the source. You are the expert.
Absolutely.
So help us to shift our mentality to put our faith and trust in you like we put our faith and trust in humans that have been given high status by other humans. It's all still human on top of human on top of human, layers of human,
mm-hmm,
and layers of humanity. And help us to put our trust in you that same way so that we can operate in peace and boldness, and so that we can do the work that you have for our individual lives and the work that you have for us, even collectively as a body. And Lord, just speak to your people tonight.
Yes.
Let them hear your voice clearly, though it might be my voice or Terrence's voice. Let them hear your voice. Use us to amplify the words that you have for your people. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for it. Let it all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I just, you know, as I was praying, I thought about like what you were saying, how we really do put our faith in like our government or our CDC or these authoritative sources, but who gives them their authority? Their authority is coming from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally just layers of humanity.
That's all it is.
I mean, that revelation came as I was praying. It's layers of humanity, and it's just longstanding credibility from other humans who are not all-knowing, who do not have access to the heart, who do not, you know, are not the givers of life and the bearers of truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They have limitations.
Absolutely.
And so though it's well-meaning, right, it's mm-hmm coming from a good place, well, at least it used to, I don't know about now, things are just so topsy-turvy in our world. But how much more should we put in a God who cannot lie? Humans can lie, whether knowing or unknowing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do lie and don't know they're lying, so their intention is not evil. But they're still spreading lies.
Because they're going off facts. They're going off research.
Right. And they're going off credibility. They're going off of, like you said, when you said the person was like, well, my mama would never lie to me. People, mama was lying to them. If your mama tells you about Santa Claus,
mm-hmm,
not the St. Nicholas that really lived, but actual Santa Claus that came on a sleigh, mm-hmm, mama lied to you.
Yeah.
So people would lie.
Mama tell you, I said, phone, tell him I ain't him.
Right.
Tell him I ain't him. She lied.
Right.
I mean,
and taught you it was okay to lie
you know?
If it wasn't convenient for you.
Yeah.
So We're not going to go there because people lie and we dubbed all these little terms. Oh, it's a little white lie and it's all this little, it's a baby lie and all this kind of lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. And so we serve a God who cannot lie. He doesn't have the ability to lie. So how much more should we put our faith in God who can't lie like we put in our faith in humans that very well could be God-fearing humans who don't have bad intentions but still have the ability to lie.
Yep.
So if you want to do zero probability, that's my thing. I like zero probability if it comes to negativity. I will set things up to where there's zero probability of certain negative outcomes. With God, it's a zero probability of lies. Come on, those odds, and you still gonna put all your faith and trust in a human?
Right.
When the odds, if you're a statistical person, right? Because I know everybody is not the same. People brains think differently. Let's for your data people, your statistical people, you got a 0% chance of it being a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Where the human, you don't even know. What the dad? It could be a 99.99% chance of a lie, and you have no way of knowing unless the Lord reveals it.
Yeah.
Or it's going to come out later, right? Because lies always come to surface.
You know,
but with God, there's no chance of a lie, and you really going to put your faith and trust in a person and you don't even know what the percentage is? Come on now.
Makes no sense. Any way you slice it.
Absolutely.
It makes no sense to not put your faith and hope and trust in the Lord.
Absolutely. And you have to put all your faith and trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And yeah, we have to trust one another to a point.
Right.
But he didn't tell us not to trust each other. He said, don't put all of it in. Put all your trust in me. Put all your trust
all
in
of
me.
It.
In me. That's what God is saying tonight. Trust him above everybody else. Okay, I understand you trust your mama, but she's limited. I understand you trust your boss, but they're limited.
Right.
I understand you trust your job. You trust your house, keeping you covered. You trust your car to take you where you need to go. Yeah, you trust those things, but put all of it in me.
Right, because nobody's saying not to trust, just to be paranoid
right.
and not ever trusting anybody and just
right.
be a hermit and just, you know, nobody's saying that.
Right.
We're saying to put all of your trust in the Lord because you have to, you're putting your trust in people to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're able to do that, how much more should you be putting your full trust in the Lord? That's what we're saying for clarity's sake.
Yeah,
people will take things and be like, oh, here's a Tunisian said, don't trust no humans. Trust them to an extent. Because there are some people that are trustworthy people, but know that they still can make a mistake.
Yeah.
And they still can lie. And they still can steer you wrong because they are still a human being at the beginning and end of the day.
Absolutely.
And you have to go into it knowing that so that when people do let you down, which people will, you're not ready to jump off a bridge because, oh, I thought they would never. Well, they're human.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows you room to have grace and show people mercy when they do act in their humanity that's outside of what you thought they were capable of doing.
Right. Because even in the Lord's Prayer, it tells us, forgive us of our trespasses.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Even as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Mm-hmm. Because we really be acting like we're not capable.
Right, and we lie to ourselves daily. I'm gonna do this today.
Mm-hmm.
That day was 6 months ago. some of us that day was a decade ago.
Right.
You know, but we all do it. A lie is a lie. You know, and so it's just about being. Take it out of another level of transparency and understanding what God is really saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be first. That's what God is saying right now.
Right.
Put me first. above all things. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And so anything that you need in life, begin to lift God up. Begin to talk about God and watch how things. I ain't talking about a God. I'm talking about the one and only, the true and living God.
Yes.
Because all these other gods are dead.
Like when Elijah had the showdown
mm-hmm.
with the false prophet to Baal, he said, where is your God?
Mm-hmm.
Where is he? Is he on vacation? Is he using the restroom?
Because
their gods were dead.
No life. Huh. You see, our God is the God of the living. You know, God of the living. So when you transition, you die in Christ. To live is Christ, to die is gain. When you die in Christ, you gain eternal life. Like, we don't die. Who we are, the true essence of ourselves, do not die. This body that we're in, this vehicle, this earth suit, or what have you, it goes back to where it came from. And guess where our spirit goes? As a believer, it goes back to where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
But whoa, we got a choice. Everybody ain't going to choose home. Some people are going to choose the detour.
Place that wasn't even designed for us.
They're going to try to choose the route that's been basically not even the detour. Go a little deeper. They're going to go and choose the road that's closed. The sign is up. Do not even come this way. And you got a lot of people that's going to choose to go their way because they don't want to wait in traffic. They don't want to wait, and not even knowing that the wait seemed like it was going to be a while, but while they would have been waiting, they wouldn't have waited as long as they thought, and the wait cleared them up from really being in a horrible accident. But now they didn't cause a self-inflicted accident by going down a closed road. And as a believer, the road that Satan travels is closed to us. You don't need to detour off. You need to stay on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It ain't for you. It's for him. For you to be obedient. And trust God all the way, the whole trip. Trust him. Believe it. Trust God all the way. All the way. Trust God. All right. I could keep going. But we got about 30 minutes, and so we get Madam Secretary, I need your assistance, darling. First call is 919-292.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys? This is Shaquilla from North Carolina.
What's up, Shaquilla?
Hey, Shaquilla, we're good. How are you?
I'm well. I can't complain, not one bit.
You bet not. Like I'm always going to say, anybody with good sense ain't going to be listening nowhere.
That's right.
So if you find yourself complaining and you got a group of people listening, you know at that moment what you got around you.
Yeah.
But they got to listen first.
That's true.
You can't listen, but sometimes people will listen.
You know, just I'm talking about just plain it comes down to their complaints. It's something serious. And I really see God really teaching you the benefits of just spreading truth, the benefits of receiving truth, because it's a giving and it's a receiving. You know, we have to be able to receive that we want to give. You got people, man, let's just say you junkie. You can't keep nothing clean. But everybody around you getting on them about what they ain't doing when it comes down to clean. And you be like, okay, hold on. But you don't do it. So how are you critiquing me on something that you do terribly as well? I mean, you're terrible at it. But you can spot out everybody else's mistakes. You know? But if you confronted them about it, then they got an attitude. They got a whole attitude about it. And that's not the way that we should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way that we should be. You know, there's a difference between us needing to, that's why iron sharpens iron. And in the body of Christ, we need to sharpen one another, because none of us are perfect, right? But
yeah.
We are consistent in what we are doing when it comes down to wanting to please God and see the kingdom of God flourish in this earth. And so we ought to be able, you know, as believers, to see one of our brothers look like he about to take this step, and when he just took this step and be like, hey, man, hey, you know, it's because we recognize a step that we have taken before.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help them because we've corrected
right.
where we've gone wrong. And so when we see somebody else doing it, then we should be able to correct them in love and help guide them in the way that they need to be. Versus you take that step all the time. But then when somebody else get ready to take that step, you pounding them like a jackhammer. Hey, what's wrong with you? And you be doing the same thing. As soon as you got done telling them that, you gonna do it. But God is showing you how to give the truth and receive that same truth, and teaching people how to do that. And he's gonna give you like a it's not a skill, but not a formula either, but a proper way of doing it. But he's gonna give you like your own style in how to approach people and handle situations by giving and receiving truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very transparent to where people are going to have aha moments in their lives. They got to have them. Because this thing is big, way bigger than you and I. It's all about the Lord. When we remove ourselves, think about how selfish we are when you look at it. And this is us being real and us being transparent. I myself included. There isn't a day that goes by where I'm not praying and asking God for something.
Yeah, it's true.
There isn't a day that goes by that I'm not praying and asking Him for something. Although there are days, a lot of days, where I just praise God as well. But I can guarantee you in that day, at some point, I ask Him for something. You know, and just to think if we spent more time and more days just glorifying God,
worshiping God, praising God, seeking his face, wanting to just him to spend time with us and just to be in his presence versus us breaking out our list. I'm talking about a whole scroll of lists. You know, back in the medieval times when the, and he come up with the scroll and just, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. And he just throw the scroll.
Sometimes it'd be a little scroll. Sometimes he'd be like, whoo.
Yeah.
And the scroll would go all the way down the
aisle.
Yeah.
And you're like, my God. You know, and that's how a lot of us are every day when it comes to God. But guess what? His love for us never changes. Think about every day somebody asks you for something. Shaquayla, can I? Shaquayla, please. Shaquayla, I need. Shaquayla, can you? Shaquayla, when? Shaquayla, what's going on? Shaquayla, how? Shaquayla, where? Shaquayla, you don't understand? Just think about this. That'll overwhelm you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, God is still there. He's telling us, make your request now. You know, come on. Bring them to him. You know. I got the grace and I got mercy right here. They're gonna cover you all the days of your life. I already put that on. It's going to be with you. I'm going to be here. My love for you won't change. I ain't going to change at all concerning you. But get closer to me so you can see me in you. Get closer. I want you to really spend time with me. I want you to have, to want the relationship with me more than the things that I can provide. And that's the truth that you're going to have to share with people. And that's the truth that you're going to have to receive. Even in your teaching. Because God is making you authentic. He's made you authentic. But he's preparing you in your authenticity to be able to verbalize and communicate these things properly to those God has called you for.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's certain things that you can say that people gonna understand. It ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody. It's for the ones that God has called you for. So you ain't got to switch it up to try to please the masses. When Jesus came and put together his squad, he put together his team, right? Then when he sent them out in Paris, he ain't sent all of them to the same spaces. He sent them to the places where the people that he called for them was going to be there, so they understood where they was coming from. So they knew how to talk. They knew how to share, you know, because they had an understanding with one another, because they could communicate. They was on that level. And that's what God is going to use you to do. You know, so don't worry about trying to, you know, fit in to a mold in which other people would tell you to do. Oh, this is the most effective way. If you want to reach these people, you need to do it this way. If you want to do that, you need to do it this way. No, you just do it the way God says do it, the way God designed for you to do it.
Amen.
And you're going to come out better like that every time. Every time. You trust God. Because you got people in the world right now, they changing the way they look because they want to fit in. Because they don't know who God is. You can't tell me you trust God and you want to alter what he's created. And it ain't for no life-saving type of procedure, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you want to do because it's something you're unhappy with.
Right.
So many people trying to fit in and follow these influencers nowadays. Be influenced by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Be influenced by the blood. Be influenced by the life of Jesus. Be influenced by that. If you want to live, but so many people are just existing every day. Every day. Existing. And living on borrowed time. And not trying to make any adjustments to please God, because they're only trying to please. They're not even trying to please themselves, Shaquilla. Listen to this. People ain't even making these alterations in these life-changing things going on in their life to please themselves. They trying to please other folks.
Right.
They trying to get validation from other people. Listen to how these kids talk nowadays. Oh, I think somebody's going to be mad at me if I... Well, I didn't want to do that because I don't want to be looked at, or I just want to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference, man, when you have a relationship with God. Man, you ain't worried about what nobody else thinks about.
Yeah.
You ain't worried about what nobody else thinking or saying. Because that doesn't matter to you. It's what thus saith the Lord. Because you realize who you are. It's not that you're bringing anything to me. It's the fact that I'm here. Your life finna change. It's the fact that I'm here. I'm giving you an opportunity to see Jesus. It's the fact that I'm here that everything in your life can be moved in the position for greater and better. Because I'm here. And I'm a carrier of the Holy Ghost. I'm a believer in the word of God. And I'm covered in his blood. And that's the take. That's the stance that we as believers have to take, especially in the time that we're in now, and more so in the time that is coming. God is really calling us to a level of boldness like never before. And it's not going to be church as usual. It's not going to be what you think how a person is supposed to act or be. That loves God. The Lord don't want to be put in no box.
Amen.
He came for all of us. And trust me, everybody ain't going to nobody's building to listen to Pastor so-and-so. Trust. So a lot of people don't want to hear nothing from Pastor Nobody. But guess what? If you was at the gas station, in line, right where God told you to be, and that person was behind you or in front of you or whatever, or wherever it may be, and y'all cross paths and conversation strikes up about something in common. Oh man, you see the game today? Girl, I like those shoes. And next thing you know, their life has changed because they encountered you. And you allowed the Holy Spirit to move and operate. Now they're looking at God outside of religion. They're seeing it from a whole different perspective. We never know how God wants to move in people's lives. We just know that he wants to move.
Amen.
We want to know how God is going to use us. But we just have to be willing. We have to be ready. We have to be available.
Yes.
There's a song that says, Lord, I'm available to you. Your will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way. And enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. Make yourself available.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Make yourself available. How do I make myself available? Be in the moment. Be present. Because trust me, he's there. He said, I never leave nor forsake you. I'm always here. Even when you weren't looking for me, I've been here the whole time. Mm-hmm. Even when you weren't even trying to hear me, I was here the whole time. My position in your life ain't changed. I was there mm-hmm. when you was down yourself. I was there when you was in disbelief. I was there when you was hurt. I was there when you went through the pains of whatever addiction, molestation, or whatever it is. I was there. But Lord, you didn't stop it. But I can use it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't stop Jesus from going to the cross neither. But I used it. We get so bent out of shape on what happens to us here.
Yes.
To where we miss the purpose that it could be used for later down the line. Because we still have to believe that God is a restorer. We still have to believe that God is a redeemer. We still have to believe that God is peace. We still have to
yes.
believe that God is a healer.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
And that he loves us. And that's the wrong, that's a misconception that we have, thinking that because we're walking with God, bad things won't happen to us. Yes, they will. Because the enemy is always out trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And sometimes it's self-inflicted.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, whatever's going on, the enemy is still present. If there's some confusion, he's somewhere. But that's what I have for you today, Quayle. I mean, there's a lot.
Wow.
Just continue to grow and just continue to open up to truth. Open up to truth. Open up to truth.
Amen. Thank you.
Open yourself up to it. The truth of God. Not the opinions of man. Because man would say, if this happened to you, or if this going on, there can't be a God. If this happens to you right here, and all people, when this happens right here, everybody that this happens to always ends up this way. That's a lie. That's a lie. Once this, always that. That's a lie. People, so you telling me that people can't be delivered?
It can.
So you may tell me you can't be delivered. So you telling me that thing that you once did, just because it wasn't that particular thing, you tell me that thing you once did, you know, it ain't there? It's not there. I'm beyond it. Well, how can you say that about this? Just because it's not this same particular thing, God is still a deliverer.
Yes. He sure is.
And so that's where it goes back to when you trust God. God will show you who to open up to. But we can't put everybody in the same bag. And that's what this society has been doing for so long. And these are the facts that we stand on because of this research that people have done. And we don't even know who these people are. But we believe their research. We believe their statistical data all the time. Just believe what God tells you to believe. That's why the relationship with God is so important.
Amen. Amen.
Believe what God says. Hallelujah. That's what I got for you, Scorpio.
What I got,
man,
is again, it's 1 Corinthians 13:4. Because God is teaching you about love. And he wants you to focus on this about love, right? Because people use the word love all the time, but they don't mean it. Because love has a definition. But I'm reading it as the Amplified. It says, love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. That's what you focus on. And I'm going to read it out of NIV, which really breaks it down. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, period. So I'm like, oh, I love you, but they have zero patience for you. Oh, I love you, but they mean.
Right.
I love you, but they envious of the stuff you got. This goes for personal relationships, whether they be romantic or friendship. They say they love you, but they constantly boasting on stuff. They say they love you, but they got pride, which pride is a dangerous thing because we know it always comes before destruction. And so the Lord is teaching me about what is love and understanding when it's genuine and when it's not. Because some people just don't got it in them. They don't got no God in them. So they have a type of love. But you identify that so you don't even hold them on the standard of true love because you know that they're operating in whatever version of love that they've come up with based on the type of people they are and the spirit they possess. But also being able to identify when it is true love. And not to say that people who truly love don't have moments where they lose their patience or when they have a mean moment, but they are not those things. To act a certain way and to be a certain way is two totally different things. This is saying love is, which means love, that it is patient. Not that it doesn't have the ability to, you know what I'm saying? So people are not love. People operate in love. And so a person could be, because they're people operating in love, they can have a human moment where they're acting impatient, but they are not an impatient person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not impatient in their operation with you because it's filtered through love. But God's going to teach you the complexity of that and simplify it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So that you can identify it. Because sometimes people say, see, they really love me. They wouldn't have been mean to me last 2 days. They're still a human. They can have a moment, but are they that? They acted out of character, but you're going to hold them to that one moment they acted versus how they always are.
Mm-hmm.
And people do that all the time. They take people and they throw them right in the trash can head first. Because they will judge them based on one moment that was completely out of character.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even say that it was out of character. Well, character is who you are. So if you know that was, they had a moment, then why are you judging them based on that one moment and not based on who that you know their character to be?
Right.
Because you're saying that they were acting when not that they are somewhere. Because some people
have a lick of Acme in the time. You know, they might need their coffee or need a Snickers or something. They ain't ate.
I need the extra hours sleep.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are. They just are. It don't matter what they, everything, they even walk mean. He's clobbing around just mad and mean. That's not the same. A person who is and a person who acts, that's different. And so God's going to teach you about love.
Yeah.
And identifying it. And even identifying when people are, they're trying. God help them, they're trying. They don't got no God in them. You can't possess what you don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I give you $1 million if I don't possess $1 million. And some people really want to love, but they ain't got no God. You cannot have, you can't love without God. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Because God is love.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, man. Who just reached?
So you cannot. Mm-hmm. So you see them. Well, baby, you see them trying. Because they understand the characteristics of it. But they can't because they don't got what it takes because they don't have the God in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to minister to people. You know, for people, I don't understand why it's not working. I don't understand why I just destroy everything around me. I love people. You don't love people. You've got some generic knockoff version. But you're destroying them because you don't have what it takes. You don't have the God. You don't have the Holy Spirit in you. So you cannot. And you're trying, and your effort is very sincere, but you can't. It doesn't matter how much you put your foot on the gas pedal in a vehicle. If it don't got no gas, it ain't going nowhere. You can stomp that pedal until the metal falls off, until your shoes get holes at the soles. But if the car don't have gas, it don't possess the gas, it ain't going nowhere. And that's how it is with love. I don't care how much you want to love. You could send flowers every day. You could do all these different things. You don't possess it. You can't love without God. It's impossible.
Wow.
That's like trying to get wet in the sand. How? How? Trying to swim in the dirt. How? You can't. And so God's going to teach you these things and use you to really give people perspective on that. Because some people really are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a simple answer. You don't have any God in you.
Hmm.
That's why. I don't understand why I keep getting these relationships. I can't find no husband. I can't. You want a husband, but you don't have no God?
Mm-hmm.
You can't love your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even honor him.
You can't even love yourself.
Can't love yourself.
Can't love nobody else.
You can't. You can't even. You can't even love your neighbor as you love yourself because you don't love yourself. You ain't got it in you. Not that you can't, but you currently do not. You don't possess it at the present.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give people revelation and open their eyes to it. And even give people revelation that are struggling in relationships with friendships and all that kind of stuff. They got these, you know, atheist, ungodly friends. And that's that atheist and ungodly people can't be moral people. That they can't have, you know, be ethical people. But they can't possess love. They can have a type of it, a version of it that is outside of God, which is not, which means it's not authentic. It's only authentic to their reality, but it's not authentic in the grand scheme of things. Because there's levels to truth.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk in your, people say, walk in your truth. You can have your truth in your reality, but your reality might not line up to the truth.
Absolutely.
But it is your reality. You see what I'm saying? So a person's reality is their truth, but it might not be part of the truth. But all these concepts, God is going to simplify for you. So that you can break it down to people, and they can grasp it, and they can take hold of it and operate it. So Lord, we thank you right now for Shaquella, Lord. We thank you for teaching her what love, real love, really is. Not some generic knockoff Greek Stars and Stripes version of love, but love, actual love. And teaching her how to identify it in people. and teaching her even how to, when people have it and they have a moment, how to not discard it. And so, see, I ain't love because they love. No, to understand people are having human moments and acting versus being, and using her, Lord, to teach others.
Yes.
Because people, there's so much hurt and pain. People are hurt and scarred by what they thought was love, and it wasn't even love.
Mm-mm.
They don't even know what really scarred them and hurt them was works of the enemy. It was the devil himself cloaking himself. I am, look at me, I'm love. Ain't love. Use her, Father God, to give people that revelation so that they can operate in truth and so that they can be set free. Because there's so many people who are basing it on their reality, which are lies, and that's why they don't have any freedom. They're not free in certain ways because their reality, their truth is actual lies. So, Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you for the revelation that you're giving her, the wisdom and understanding. And let it all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What's going on, Sequoia? You got a couple minutes. I mean, we
right. We didn't even focus this on you tonight.
Yeah, but that's how the Lord is. You know, we just go with what He says. Go with, and I always know that He gonna meet the needs of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and share what it is you want to share.
First, I have to give honor. Like, I just love the way God uses y'all. Like, it's a blessing and an honor to just, you know, to know y'all. You know, I haven't met y'all personally, but just y'all spirit. And I got to give honor, and I just thank y'all, and I just pray that God continuously uses y'all each and every day, and y'all have those aha moments, you know, where God just drops the nuggets, you know. So I just want to say that because here lately, I don't know, I just been spending time, like, it's just been me and God, like, literally me and God. And I haven't been in a place where I don't really understand going on in my life. But to some extent, I know that this is where God wants me to be. You know, it's a divine moment where God just wanted to be me and Him. You know, so He can download and He can teach me those things that I don't know, you know. And He's been dealing with me in regards to relationship. I had to cut some things off, and it didn't feel good, but I knew that it was God, you know, because God will show you something all along, but, and then you keep trying to make something work. The thing is, and even with not just, like, romantic relationships, but friendships, like, God, everything that God does is divine, and He just has been showing me that, like, regardless of whatever, you know, He'll cut people off, and He'll bring people, you know, divinely allow you to meet people that's destined for you to meet, you know. We all on a journey, and the journey that I'm on, like I said, I don't always understand it, you know, but I just know it's for the glory of God, and I know that He has me in a place now where He's teaching me, you know, and I want to be taught whatever, you know, whatever He wants to download in me and whatever He wants to take out of me. That's the place I'm at right now. Like, I'm available for Him to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be in right position. So, like I said, I've just been spending time, me and God, and trying to, not me figuring things out, but just allowing God to lead me. And some days I'm not really sure what's going on, but I'm like, God, I trust you. Either way, you know, I trust you. You know, I don't know, like, what way to go, but I know that if I keep, you know, walking with God, God's going to lead me and open the right doors at the right time. So that's mm-hmm. where I'm at.
Amen. Amen.
Good place to be.
Absolutely. Depending on Him.
Uh-huh.
I've been there and still there.
Yes.
And I'm not leaving that place. And it's a lot that goes along with when you're really trying to be totally dependent on God. It seems like stuff falling apart. But
mm-hmm.
one way my wife said it so eloquently one time, she said, that's when it's all falling in place. I was like, you know what? You are absolutely right. And when I heard that, it changed my perspective of everything, and I began to see the good.
Yes.
this because I was focused on everything that was going wrong. But how a word changed my life, and it changed my perspective. And because I began to see, I responded to that word, and I began to look at what the word was saying, that everything is falling in place. And so I began to focus on the stuff that was falling in place. And to this day, I'm still looking at everything falling in place. And because I refuse to focus on what's falling apart. No, things are being removed.
Yeah.
You know, things are being repositioned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, but my life ain't falling apart. The world around me falling apart. But as for me and my house, you know, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to be protected, and we're going to continue to see the glory of God manifest boldly in and through our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we thank you for calling in, Shaquayla. We thank you for sharing. Again, it's always a pleasure to talk with you when we do. Tonight, we didn't plan on just talking to you. I was like, we're going to go down. But even when we began, the Lord just took it a whole different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I just allow God to do what he does. And so everybody that's listening, thank you all for tuning in. You know, we love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that all of your needs have been met.
Yeah.
Needs have been met in Jesus' name. You got what you needed tonight. If you stayed on, you heard what the Lord said.
Yeah.
You heard what he said. And so take heed to that. You're now responsible for that particular word. And now you go work it.
Mm-hmm.
You go work it. You go work it. And so we're going to clear it up for Randy. And y'all get ready to get back in the queue. 8:45. Randy be on at 9. We love y'all. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.